This is John Wayne. New album, Rap Album 2, out now. Listen to this motherfucker. This is better than Migos and all that other stupid shit you people are listening to. I don't care if you're trapping.
You never seen a man so calm in your life. They afraid of this mic. And I got the type of mind to grind into that white light. I rock the mic inside the China shop and spit that bullshit. This ain't no bullshit. It's eating past after the stomach full shit.
Still going.
No eating ass, no groceries. I ate at restaurants.
Slow week for sports.
Well, since I'm a baby of the cunt renaissance.
We're hungover.
Marvelous
reconnaissance. I never forget. Like elephants on 4chan. Remember, I'm a poor man.
All right.
You should do the fade out.
I should do a fade out. You're right. Guess what? I didn't do a fucking fade out. You know why? This is point of order. We don't need no fucking fade outs on this show. I'm Joe Sonnenblick. Jay Bogdan is in Aruba drinking wine spritzes from machines.
Yeah, I don't want to drink anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to ever drink again. And with me, always to his absent left, right, whatever.
Linda Peralta.
Linda Peralta's here. As always.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic's on.
Okay.
You just talk louder.
I'm fine.
No, you can talk.
Okay.
Talk.
I'm talking.
Talk. Wrong. So.
Where's the bell?
Oh, it's over there. It's too far.
Okay. I'm okay.
I need the bell near me. We have to have the bell close to my left hand so we can move on to other topics. The first topic we're going to get into is the bastardization of Major League Baseball. First of all, welcome back, baseball. We've missed you.
Oh, I've missed you so much.
We've missed you. After what happened with the Jets and what's happening with the Knicks, we've missed you. And now we have our teams, respectively, the Mets and the Yankees, going to be dueling for, I mean, we're gonna be better. There's no doubt about that. But let's just talk about what's happening with the intentional walk rule. And I want opinions, man. I want opinions here. 718-928-9732. Other than maybe my father. Dad, if you're listening, if you're going to call about the intentional walk rule, you got to make it very, 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 very short. But the intentional walk rule has now been changed. It's now a signal instead of four pitches. So you can yell at the umpire, hey, I'm doing having an intentional walk happen here. And then you put your little finger out. If you're Terry Collins, you put your little colored pen out. And you say, yes, this is an intentional walk.
Just move them on to first.
Move them on to first.
It's going to say 4 seconds.
It's going to say 4 seconds. It's going to say 4 seconds. And I was talking to Steve and Jay through text message about this. And Steve came up with a very, very unintelligent question for me, which was, how many hits were there based off of intentional walks last year? What does that matter? One,
the fact that it can possibly happen.
The fact that it could possibly happen, it's a possibility. Like all of baseball is a possibility. And two, it's not so much about the hits. It's about pitchers not being able to throw the 4 pitches necessary to complete the intentional walk.
I mean, Betances
threw. Familia gives me a heart attack when he does it sometimes. I mean, there are guys that can't do it.
It goes behind them.
Goes behind. People
happens.
Move up.
Yep.
That's gone now. See, That's actually slowing the game down, stupids. Don't you understand that? It's going to slow, because then you're going to have runners on first and second. And then what happens with a ground ball? Instead of having a runner on first and third, you know, when an intentional walk becomes a wild pitch, you have runners on first and second, and then a ground ball becomes a fielder's choice and or a double play.
It's just not a substantial enough time for it to be needed.
Why are you doing this? That's my number one question. Joe Torre, booger breath, why are you doing this? I mean, did you go so far up in your nose with your finger that you reached your brain and a light bulb went off and said, oh, signals only. Signals only. Ridiculous. I mean, what is the point of trying to get me out of a baseball game within 2 hours and 25 minutes? It's not my fault this generation has the fucking brain span and intelligence of a fucking gnat. It's not my fault. I want baseball to be 19 hours long. Yeah, that's what I want.
That's unnecessary.
Remember that 19-inning game at Shea Stadium in 2005? I was there. I enjoyed it. I wanted more baseball. Didn't have to go to school the next day.
Or that All-Star game that was ridiculously long, too.
Well, All-Star game should be abolished completely.
Now
there's no point. You took the best thing about the All-Star game away, home field advantage for the World Series. Bunch of fucking mau-mau's doing that. God. You know what? Let's just make baseball simulated. Why don't we just have fucking Strat-O-Matic baseball be real baseball? Get your baseball cards out, and that's how games are played. Ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, if you're telling me that an intentional walk doesn't matter, then you don't care. You don't know anything about baseball. That's what that comes down to. Intentional walks are extremely important. Who cares who's the last guy to get a hit? By the way, it was Gary Sanchez last year. Gary Sanchez did it. So, I mean, that's all right. I mean, nobody remembers that, but that's okay.
I've said it before.
It's one of those things where if you you're losing the integrity of the game because you want baseball to be an app, you know? You don't want baseball to be baseball. This country was built on two things, booze and baseball. And when you got rid of one of them, 10,000 people died, okay? Now you're trying to get rid of baseball. You're trying to fuck up baseball. You're trying to fuck up baseball with this rule. And now there are more rules proposed for 2018. Linda, hit us with the rules.
Well, they're talking about limiting the number of pitchers that can be brought into a game.
That's what they... Keep going.
A time clock for pitchers as they enter a game.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Continue with the idea of having a second, like a base runner already.
A base runner on second in extra innings?
Yeah,
guess what? If you do that, I'm never watching baseball again.
Well, see,
that is the most fucking useless.
That's the one that doesn't bother me as much as the intentional walk.
That's ridiculous. That gives an unfair advantage. That gives an absolutely unfair advantage. Just like in football, a field goal. If you go down the field and kick a field goal in overtime, game should be over. Sorry.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Stupid.
That's wrong. Wrong. That's fake news. You fake news.
That's literally just based on then the coin toss then.
Yeah.
That's an unfair advantage.
So is life. Life is an unfair advantage. Deal with it. Deal with it. You know what? How about this? How about the next time the Jets are in the Super Bowl when you're 90, okay?
I'm going to see one?
Yeah, you might. When you're 90 years old and the Jets are in the Super Bowl and it comes down to a fucking coin toss in overtime and you kick a field goal and then... I don't know. We'll be playing the Detroit Lions probably in some weird amalgam. And then the Detroit Lions come back and score a touchdown and you get beat in the Super Bowl and you have a heart attack and die. What's going to happen then?
Are you still around when I'm 90?
Oh, no, I'm dead. Okay. I'm dead at 40 probably from all this. From everything I've done to myself, I'm dead. There's no doubt I can't make it to 50s. 50s a pipe dream. I mean, 60 would be... I'm pushing it. 60, I'm just going to start selling Coke by the kilo if I'm 60. Fuck it.
Lovely.
Fuck it.
This is what I have to look forward to.
Live that Jose Fernandez life. Kid. Dead. So.
His girlfriend finally had the baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it?
I think it was a girl.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't care if it was a boy. I'm not sighing because it was a girl. And I don't really give a fuck what it was. I mean, you know, shouldn't be operating the boat on the cocaine.
Yeah, it was a baby girl.
80 mile an hour, going 80 miles an hour in the dark. I mean, you're ringing death's doorbell and asking death if he's home. Really? Aren't you? When you're doing that shit?
I mean, it's not a good thing to do, no.
You're Donald Ventura driving 400 miles an hour in the Dominican Republic, drunk off his ass. Oh, they're not going to release the toxicology reports. The Royals are saying that. But that's public information. Of course you have to release the toxicology.
No, it's in DR. Doesn't matter.
Oh,
different
right.
Rules.
Right. Right. So he was probably.
You could pay someone off over there to not release that into the public.
Yeah, give me a chicken.
A chicken?
Yeah, give me a chicken. That's what the guy would say. Give me a chicken.
I would think at least a pig. Make that pernil.
I want chicken. I mean, I love your pernil. It's very good. But I just want it. I feel like a chicken. So.
It's a very slow week.
It's a really slow week.
We are very hungover.
We are very hungover. We'll repeat that until you stop listening to us.
Her name is Penelope.
I don't care. Go fuck what her name is.
That's Chloe's middle name.
It's a dog. It's a goddamn dog's middle name. You got it? Your kid's a dog's middle name. All right, so that rule change is ridiculous. To have a runner on second, you're going to just, okay, destroy baseball. How about no more balls? You think the pitch over, and the hitter with no bat in his hand thinks about hitting a home run, and the outfielder thinks about going to grab it, and the fans clap in unison because it's a home run. And we review it and come up with the fact that the thought stands. Why don't you just do that to baseball? Because first of all, with instant replay, you automatically ruin baseball. Because I don't know about you, listener, but the Mets, every game, it seemed like every game ended on a fucking instant replay.
That was only on the Mets, because at the Yankee games, I never saw that, really. Well, I saw it maybe once.
You weren't trying. You weren't trying to play baseball. Your team sucks. So, but what I'm saying is you just didn't have...
The strike zone also might be changed.
Great. To what?
I think it's supposed to be... Hold on.
Tighter?
I think tighter.
You're going to make it tighter?
Yep.
Okay, well, then how about this? If you're going to make the strike zone tighter, you have to teach umpires what a strike zone is. We had some umpires retire. I think Cowboy Joe West retired, and I think Welke retired, and Jim Joyce retired. So you got three bumps. Good. Go, fatsoes. Go have a heart attack, and you fucking lazy boys, you bums.
And mound visits will be limited as well.
There's already only two. What, are you going to limit it to one?
I don't know. This is what it says.
Fewer mound visits. Well, the idea is fewer mound visits. Wow. Terry, you got to get two colored pens now. Yeah, fewer mound visits. That's Terry Collins' MO. We don't know what's going on. You go to the mound visit. You got to figure it out. So,
I mean, that may have saved you. Then you would have gotten maybe a World Series had there not been a mound visit to Harvey.
We weren't going to win that World Series. I still blame Matt Harvey, because Matt Harvey's a entitled Connecticut douche. You're a fucking douchebag.
Has he pitched yet in spring training?
No. Yesterday, it's been this two games.
Two games. I don't think he pitched.
No. Lugo. No, they don't do it like that. Lugo started the first game. I don't know who started yesterday's game. And by the way, Washington Nationals. Okay, I don't know who that fucking asshole was. I don't like Kevin Plawecki. Okay, I give him another year, but I don't like. I know he's not going to pan out. But I give a catcher 2 years. Like Travis d'Arnaud, he's a piece of shit. I mean, and you could see it.
You were so high on Kevin Plawecki.
I know. I'm lowered, but I'm temperate now.
Rafael Bautista.
I don't know who that person is that tried to break Kevin Plawecki's leg yesterday. Okay? The throw was high. Plawecki had to jump. He wasn't blocking the plate. He was not blocking the plate. And this fucking asshole slid right into Kevin Plawecki's knee. Right into his fucking knee. And let me put this out to you, Washington Nationals, division rivals, Dusty Baker, who I hate. The first chance Noah Syndergaard gets, it's coming right at Bryce Harper's face. Okay? And you got to get ready for that. Because we're going to do it now. I mean, that whole douche talk, all that, Syndergaard and Harper going back and forth, that was whatever. That was just ribbing at the beginning of the season. But it was real. That was real ribbing. But now, we have impetus to break his face. We will break his face. I'm sorry. You saw what Noah did in the World Series to set that tone. Or break his fucking face. Or, you know, what you do is, you have I don't know who's their second. I don't know who. I don't even know what the Nationals team is anymore. The kid, Trey Turner. When Trey Turner goes in for a double play, you break his fucking leg. Like they did to Ruben Tejada. Like Utley did to Tejada. I wouldn't even slide. I would just go through him at second base. I'd send Jonas Cespedes to go through him at second base. You have Trey Turner dust all over the fucking field.
I don't like that you guys changed the name of your spring training field. First Data.
What is it, Los Mets Stadium?
No, it's First Data Field now.
All right, big deal. They got a little sponsor down there. And then Jonas Cespedes needs another horse. Got a little sponsor. I love this. I love Jonas on the farm. Has anybody seen those pictures? Call in. 718-928-9732.
You think Jay's listening?
No, I don't think anybody's listening. I know Dave's not listening because I saw a status from him from like 5:30 in the morning. So I know he's not listening.
Oh, yeah. It was Jimmy's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Jim. I didn't know it was your birthday.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited. Well, we were busy anyway. Went to the track yesterday. I did. I hit three races. So I mean.
What is it about being right?
I'll tell you this because this is what my father told me. While it is about winning money, while you go there to win money, it's not always about winning money. It's about being right. And I was right 3 out of 6 races yesterday. I was very happy with myself. One race I had, it should have been 4 out of 6, but Irad Ortiz can't ride a fucking horse. So, I mean, if Jose was on that horse, we all know I would have won my money.
I sadly know everything he's talking about.
Dave said, fuck you. Thanks, Dave.
Hi.
Thanks for listening. But 2 exclamation points. 2. So, Dave, did you see the spring training game yesterday? I mean, could you not text me? Could you maybe give me a call? Let people know that we're here.
718-928-9732.
Did you see the Kevin Plawecki's leg nearly get broken in half?
So what's up with Duda?
Oh.
He's also hurt.
Lucas Duda's a crumb, which I've been saying forever.
He had shots on both hips.
On both of his hips. Stiff back. He sounds like me. I mean, come on, man. Let me play baseball then. If you're going to just sit around and do nothing and collect $8 million for doing, first of all, he had a bad year last year. He didn't play. And the year before, yeah, okay, you hit 31 home runs. You hit like 225. Can you check those stats?
All I'm looking at is Duda's injuries opening the door for David Wright to play first base.
Okay. I don't have a problem.
You can just have a bunch of injured players.
Go.
Go fuck yourself. How about that?
Okay. Did you see Kevin Plawecki's leg almost break in half?
No, I didn't see it, but I heard about it. And,
you got to watch this,
yeah,
Dave.
We got to go after Washington hard this year. Fuck everybody on that team.
I agree.
I don't care if they toss our entire starting lineup and bullpen. I want balls thrown at every single one of their heads.
Well, you can't. Well, you got to pick and choose. You got to pick and choose. It should be an important game, or you could do it in the first game, first series to start the season. I mean,
yeah, I let them know.
Well, I would go. You're going after Harper, right?
I'll go after the guy who slid.
Well, he's not going to be a starter.
Well, wherever he's playing.
You're going to throw the guy's head in single-A ball?
Who cares?
I mean, I guess. I guess so. But hey, also, as we transition, you see the Jets release Nick Mangold, Nick Folk, and Breno Giacomini?
Yeah, well, I don't care about Giacomini.
Yeah, he's a bum.
Mangold's gone. It's 11 years. It's time for him to go, but... It's gonna suck to have to replace our fucking most reliable center ever.
Well, think about this, because before I don't want to out how long you've been a Jet fan, but before
he's about to out how long you've been a Jet fan.
Before Nick Mangold, there was Kevin Mawai, and Kevin Mawai was, and this is hard for me to say, was a million times better than Nick Mangold.
Damn.
And Nick Mangold was great. Kevin Mawai is Could you check that if he's in the Hall of Fame? If he's not in the Hall of Fame, he's going into the Hall of Fame. He was that good. Vinny Testaverde lived because of Kevin Mawai.
Yeah, but what are we going to do for next season?
We're going to rebuild. It's going to be a bad year.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
Well, I mean, what can you expect? You cut Fitzpatrick, thank God. Thank God. But what can you expect right now? Unless... Like I said,
what do you think they're going in their first round pick?
I think they're going to go Leonard Fournette, the running back out of LSU.
Who the fuck's going to throw the ball? Right, Betty?
No, I think they're going to go. I think they're going to either trade for and or sign Jay Cutler.
Oh man.
Well, just hold it 1 second.
Him and Brandon Marshall didn't get along.
Yeah. Well, now. You get along and we can all be on the same page that we're not good. So you can get along and lose and it'd be okay. You know? You're not going to get along. We're not trying to win a Super Bowl here. If you win 6 games next year with what you're trying to do, it would be a fantastic upswing. See, I'm not even trying to be funny. It's true. It's really true. If you win one more game than you did this year, you're on the right track.
Oh, man. All we got to look forward to next year is Linda's cooking.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well,
well
yes.
That's going to be delicious. In our own place, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
Yes. April or May.
Yeah.
Everybody who listens is invited, which I know the 3 of you that listen, so you're all invited. Dave, I'm going to let you go, but keep listening. Thanks for listening.
For sure.
All right.
And Kevin Mawai is a finalist for the 2017
Hall of Fame?
Uh-huh.
Oh, absolutely. Going right in. He should be going right in. I don't know. Dad, you're listening. Call up and talk about how good Kevin Mawai was. I'll let you talk about that if you want to, go on one of your weirdo tangents. I'll let you talk about how good Kevin Mawai was.
Blocked and for 13 1,000-yard rushing seasons.
Yes.
13. He got 1,000 yards or more rushing seasons.
Yes. And you know why?
Why?
Curtis Martin.
Yes, that's the same. Yeah.
Curtis Martin. I don't care what anyone tells me in life. I don't care what anyone says to me in my lifetime. I don't care if you saw Walter Payton. I don't care if you saw Barry Sanders. I don't care what you saw. I don't care if you saw Jim Brown. And if you saw Jim Brown, I'm sorry, you're probably going to die tomorrow. You're probably like 85, 90. I don't care what anyone tells me. I don't care about Adrian Peterson. I don't care about Le'Veon Bell. I don't care about the kid Johnson on the Cardinals. Okay?
You know, when you have a great center, and at that time when Kevin Mawai played for them for a long time.
12 years, I think.
He was unbelievable. He could run block, pass block. And through the course of his career, they did have a very good offensive line. Yet, what did they do? They sold their soul to fucking Chad Pennington.
Talk about Kevin Mawai. Kevin Mawai.
Yeah, he's great. He was great, but you know.
Oh my God!
It's one piece, and they never figure it out. So what?
Thanks a lot.
I mean, 90 years.
Thanks a lot. You know, I asked you to talk about one thing, and you didn't talk about it. So, what's the point? I know about the Jets. We all know about the Jets. Football season is over. We're going to talk about who they released and what they're going to do. We're not talking about 25 years ago. We're not talking about 15 years ago. And I'm going to finish my thought.
8 years with the Jets.
8 years with the Jets. Four with the Titans?
Yes, last four with the Titans.
Yeah.
And the first four with Seattle.
I played 16 fucking years. Yep. Wow. Good for Kevin. And he's probably going in as a Jet. I would assume he's going to go in as a Jet.
The majority of his time is with us. So.
Well, that doesn't mean player chooses.
I know.
I mean, we didn't really shaft him because we drafted Nick Mangold. I don't think we shafted him. But Nick Mangold, let me finish my thought before the call. Curtis Martin's the greatest running back I've ever seen in my entire Curtis Martin, the feet on this man, what he used to do to defenders. Okay, Barry played 10 years and then his brain broke or something. Whatever. Curtis Martin was big, strong, unbelievably fast, and the benefit of having Tony Richardson behind him as a fullback and Mawai as a center and Keyshawn Johnson and Wayne Krabbett and Vinny. And that offensive line, I mean, that team was Curtis Martin's team. And I know Keyshawn was our pick. But to me, that team, Curtis Martin ran that team, literally and figuratively. He ran that fucking team. And I know people like, Adrian Peterson, blah, 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 blah.
In 2004, Curtis rushed for 1,697 yards with 12 touchdowns.
I mean, okay, Adrian Peterson had 2,000 yards. He's the one running back in the league. All right, Curtis Martin played against a lot of good running backs. A lot of good, when it was a run-heavy league. He played against a lot of good running backs. What was his totals for career rushing? How many years did he play? Career 10 years. How many rushing yards?
14,101.
Wow. He averaged 1,400 yards a year.
Yeah, he it was.
That's got to be the best ever.
All up until his last year, he had over 1,000 yards.
That's got to be the best ever. How many touchdowns in 10 years?
90.
That's fucked up. 90 touchdowns in 10 years. You could keep your Adrian Petersons. You could keep all of them. You could keep everybody. Curtis Martin was the greatest I've ever seen. I don't care. I don't care if he was a Patriot. I don't care. He's a Jet. He's a fucking Jet. And Curtis was the man. Curtis made me love football. That one guy made me love football. There was no reason to love the Jets, ever. Really, ever. If you're If you're just somebody walking by a television and you're watching a team like the Jets from last year, you go, who could like this?
Who would put themselves through
this?
Yeah,
who would do this to themselves? But, you know, 12 years ago, no, even long, not longer than that, 14 years ago, 15 years ago, it was Curtis time. Just Curtis time. Just Curtis time. We were consistently good with Curtis Martin. What were our records those years? What years do we have Curtis Martin?
Curtis Martin was from
98 to 2003?
2005.
2005. What were our records those years? Let's see. Can you give me those records? But it as Lynn defines the records, I'm going to miss Nick Mangold. Nick Mangold was our Norseman, our Jets Norseman. Big motherfucker. He's probably going to get signed somewhere else. He's not going to be as dominant. Maybe he'll retire like Brick did. If he retires, he's probably going into the Hall of Fame too. But I'm going to miss him. That's going to be hard to fill this void now because there's no true center coming out of this draft that we can pick up. We're not going to pick him up at six. So I think it's going to be Leonard Fournette or Deshaun Watson, the quarterback out of Clemson. But I would actually rather it be Deshaun Watson. You need a quarterback, and you need to play him all 16 games. Linda and I were talking about this the other day. You play a fucking quarterback 16 games. That's what you do. You draft a guy, you play him. See, what the Rams did with Jared Goff, he's going to be a bum. The only really, really, really good quarterback, I know Prescott is good, but the kid on the Eagles, what's his fucking name? Oh, my God, my brain.
Alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol. That's his name. Alcohol. I can't remember the kid's name on the Eagles. Oh, my God.
So 12-4, 8-8, 9-7, 10-6.
Is that it?
Sorry, 9-7, and 6-10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last year. Wouldn't you like to be, do you hear those records, Dave? Did you hear those numbers? When's the last time the Jets put four winning seasons in a row together? Those were the good times. Those were the good times. It's a shame the Patriots found out about Tom Brady. Because those were the fucking good times. They were really good times, man. I loved Curtis. Watching Curtis run, it's like literally the closest thing you had to a gazelle. Literally, nobody could touch him. Nobody could touch him. What were his yards per carry? What were his yards per carry? Do you have that?
I'm looking.
It's YPC. I mean, exactly, Dave. Not since you've been watching did they put 4 years. That's right. But this, you know what that is? That's Rex Ryan. You came in at a bad time. Just came in at a bad time. Well, you got to see two AFC championships. I never saw that. That 1 year with Mark Sanchez, oh boy, was I convinced. And that year, that it was the Steelers and the Cardinals in the Super Bowl, we would have fucking rolled that Cardinal team. Jets would have won the Super Bowl that year. If only Mark Sanchez knew how to throw a ball in the second half. I don't know what happened from the first half to the second half, but I remember that game. When he came out for the second half, I knew it was over. You saw us. We were all sitting together. We all watched his face. I said, there's something wrong with this. I don't know who talked to him the wrong way, but, you know, we were only down by, I think it was 6 points. We were down by. And then the Steelers opened it up. That happens. You got his yards per carry?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because they're not coming up.
Yes, they are.
No, they don't.
They should.
I'm looking at profootballreference.com.
They have yards per carry.
I'm not looking.
They're there.
I don't see it.
Okay. Well, this is great. Anyway, so Nick Folk leaves. You got Nick Folk stats, his career stats. Nick Folk also is cut. This is going to save us $9.5 million against the cap. And I think there's going to be something here. I think there's going to be something here. You're going to get a good field goal kicker. I mean, Folk was, not last year, but the previous three, he was one of the best in the league. I don't know what happened to him last year, but, you know, we would have been 6-10 if it wasn't for Nick Folk instead of 5-11, which I guess, you know, you want the sixth pick. It's better. It goes 5-11. But can't miss extra points, buddy. Doesn't in a league that now the extra point is hard, you cannot miss extra points. And I didn't want to see you go, but I get it. Maybe I get it.
Well, that injury, I think, also fucked him up. Wasn't he injured the last year? Not 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He got injured.
Yeah, and we signed the...
That other bad kid.
Bad quarterback. bad kicker. No, no. You're thinking of the punter, Quigley. You're thinking of Quigley.
But Folk got injured, no? Yeah, he only played 8 games in 2015.
Oh. Okay. Who was our... Then who kicked for us? Gold? Was it Robbie Gold? For a little bit? I don't remember. I really don't remember. The Jets the last 3 years have been a blur of mediocrity. A blur of mediocrity and how you feel when you wake up after a hangover and, you know, maybe you slept with an ugly fat woman, you know? Maybe you did that.
Is this what?
No. The past. You know, maybe you did that.
Okay. That wasn't last night.
No. No. That's weird. That's weird of you to say that.
I'm just so confused. I listened to that halfway through the weird statement.
You didn't even listen. You're not even listening to my statement.
I'm looking for the kicker for 2015.
Wow. Awful. This show has reached a new low. No one listens to me. No one in the room listens to me.
Oh, that's nothing new, though.
No, that's true. I mean, I don't get listened to ever. Nobody ever wants to hear what I have to say. Hey, Tuesday night. I'm going to plug this because I don't think Dustin's listening. I think he, Katie, and Leo are in Puerto Rico still. Or maybe they're getting back today or tomorrow. Tuesday night at the Grayson, which is a bar in the city, which I haven't really looked at the flyer. I'm not sure where it is. I gotta look that up. But if you know where the Grayson is, Tuesday night, Dave is in this as well. We're starting the League of Console Sports, which is essentially 10 guys getting together to play FIFA every second Tuesday. And we're going to be at the Grayson. There's going to be drink specials. We're going to have a good time. So if you want to watch me kick a lot of ass, you know, if you want to watch me pull the Wayne Rooney bicycle kick.
I will not be there.
We don't need you. If you want, I'm going to play with teams these people never even heard of. I'm going to play with Swasulo. I'm going to play with Hull City. I'm going to give you the Snodgrass
people
free
know
kick.
Hull City.
No, they don't. I'm going to give you the Snodgrass. I'm going to play with Shakhtar Donetsk. I'm going to play with teams you never even thought possible. I'm going to beat you with the Perth Glory. I'm going to do things to you that you just don't even understand. So come on down and watch me, watch people, watch me score against them. Come on down and see that. It's going to be a lot of fun to win the money and kick your ass. So it's going to be a lot of great times out down there.
Anyway.
Yeah, so let's skip on over to the NBA trade deadline. Booger. The Booger made the move. But then he called Sacramento's front office a bunch of cowards. Because when asked if he would talk to them about why they traded him, he said something to the effect of, why? What good would that do? They're cowards. They told me they weren't going to trade me. It's a coward move, and I know the response I'm going to get, so what's the point? After writing this heartfelt goodbye to Sacramento, I'm going to go back on years and years of Boogie Cousins' love. While he makes the New Orleans Pelicans better next year, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year. While he makes them better next year, Boogie Cousins is a head case. And not just the regular head case, not just an Allen Iverson head case.
You were so about this 2 seconds ago.
I know, I was. But now I'm seeing something. He can't be trusted.
No, he can't.
He can't be trusted. And if this guy came to New York, I know we're all dying. Boogie, Boogie, please, Boogie. If he came to New York, he'd die. Something would happen.
He'd get into a fight with somebody.
Yeah, he'd turn into Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be good.
Something weird would happen with him, and you'd have Boogie Cousins shooting up Times Square, you know, like Grand Theft Auto 6, the Boogie Cousins edition.
Yeah, he's too much of a head case. Like, I do understand his anger when it comes to, you know.
Yeah, he gets called for technicals that aren't technicals, and basketball is legitimately soft these days. And if DeMarcus Cousins played in the late 80s, early 90s,
he'd be soft.
He'd be soft. It's true. Kevin McHale said it. McHale said he'd never last with us. And I mean, that could just be an old white guy saying it as old white guy things, whatever. But you go back and watch some of those videos. Watch Bill Laimbeer punch Kevin McHale in the face. Watch it. I mean, Kevin McHale's going up for a basket, for a dunk, and Bill Laimbeer punches Kevin McHale in the face and doesn't get ejected. That's what basketball was. And I'm not saying we should all go back to that because I like basketball. I like the way it is. I mean, I said that the Knicks are who they are. We'll get to them in a second. But this Boogie Cousins trade, I'm not telling you Sacramento won any part of this trade, though. I think Buddy Hield is very good. I'm not going to tell you that. I
just don't understand the logic of saying I got a better offer for him two days ago. What is the logic there?
Vlade Divac reminds me of those guys in Astoria on the weekends that hang out in matching sweatpants, sweatsuit, with Uptowns, Gucci glasses, a gold chain, and he's smoking a Pall Mall hanging out of his lip. That's who Vlade Divac reminded me of, talking on a flip phone. That's the type of guy Vlade Divac is to me. But I don't know. But how do you, yeah. Yeah, you know, I got a better offer 2 days ago, but you know. But how the fuck? I would, as the president of the Kings, I would punch you in the head and send you on your way. You would be fired. I mean, there is no, you can't, first of all, even if that's true, which it probably is. Which I bet it was the Celtics. I bet it was the Celtics. It was probably like Jay Crowder and Marcus Smart and not the Nets first round pick, I don't think, but a first round pick.
And I feel like he would have done very well with the Celtics. I feel like there's enough strong.
He would have put them over the top.
There's enough strong willed people there in order to
keep
them. He
would have put them over the top. And that is not a bad trade.
No.
I mean, it's not even because DeMarcus Cousins is one of only three guys averaging a double-double this year. Mm-hmm. So it's not even, no matter what. But it's better than Langston Galloway and Tyreek Evans, who you drafted, who's injury-prone as fuck. Buddy Hield, who's going to be good. First-round pick, second-round pick. And you also had, the Kings also gave up Omer Kasby, who then, what did he do, break his leg or break his hand or foot or something like that?
Did he?
He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Jeez.
So, essentially, the Pelicans only got back Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
I'm still not listen, the Pelicans won that trade because Boogie Cousins is better than those people. But
it's whether they can contain him, though.
And what if he does, what if he says, I'm not signing a long-term deal? Then what do you do? Man, would that be something. If he turned around and said, nah, I'm not going to sign a long-term deal, and then Magic Johnson was just waiting at the door.
Oh.
Play in L.A.
I forgot about Magic to this
week,
too.
Yeah, we'll get to them, too. But one of the more interesting trades at the deadline involved Nerlens Noel going to Dallas in exchange for Andrew Bogut. And I'm asking, I know the Philadelphia 76ers had a plethora of big men. But why would you trade a big man for a big man? I don't understand that. And an injury-prone big man. And Nerlens Noel has had his problems.
It was for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a heavily protected first-round pick.
Pick.
Yeah.
Pick.
That makes sense.
Probably a top-10 pick. Okay. But still, Nerlens Noel is really, he's going to be special on Dallas. Yeah. If Dallas could find a way to sign another high price free. If Dallas could lure like a Gordon Hayward over there, it'd work out. That was the most lopsided trade to me. I know the Boogie Cousins is, because it's the biggest trade. Though this was a very quiet trade deadline. I think there were only five trades.
No, there were more than five, but nothing really.
No, well, it wasn't what we thought. Jimmy Butler stayed put. Melo. Derrick Rose. First of all, It came out that Derrick Rose was going to go to Minnesota for Ricky Rubio straight up.
Now, really?
Yeah. And at the last second, it was already, The Knicks were ready to do it. At the last second, the Timberwolves balked at the idea. And thank God they did. Because if you've seen Ricky Rubio play, Ricky Rubio is one of the most overrated basketball players of the last millennia. He sucks. He's a passer. But who were you passing the ball to, Rubio? Who are you coming over here passing the ball to? And Phil Jackson, you're trading a former MVP for Ricky Rubio, and you're not even asking for a pick or asking about Shabazz Muhammad or asking about Andrew Wiggins? You're not even asking? Is this the thing that you do now? You just go, oh, okay. Is this what you do? Yeah, sure. Is that another guy I could have that's not this guy? Oh, yeah, bring him.
It's just so dysfunctional at this point.
Phil rides the bus. Phil should be driving the fucking bus. I'd have him driving the fucking bus.
I don't want him to be driving my bus.
Yeah, he wouldn't know what turn to make. Just say, yeah, this looks good. Why did the Knicks stand pat? Because
Carmelo, I don't think, is ready to leave yet.
He shouldn't have to leave. He should milk this organization for every fucking dollar he's owed.
Yes, but ultimately, I think he also wants a ring.
Well, he ain't getting it here.
No, he
so
has to go.
What do you care more about? Sticking it to Dolan and Phil or the ring? I think it's going to go against everything I feel about Melo, because I love Melo. He cares more about sticking it to Dolan and Phil.
I'm glad someone kind of does, because Dolan's got to go.
Dolan's got to go. We'll talk about his contribution to
that organism.
That organism in a second. But to me, Carmelo Anthony, if I'm you, and if I was in that position, oh man, I'm you gonna give me every fucking penny, every penny of that contract, every bit of it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not waving. The only thing I'm waving is my hand at the fans in New York. I'm not waving anything.
Like the little gecko?
Like a little gecko. I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
You didn't see that video?
I didn't see any gecko videos. And let's talk about something else that no one else is talking about. We're going to start talking about this. Kristaps Porzingis is kind of injury prone. Are we noticing that?
Yeah.
Is anybody else noticing that?
They need to figure that out.
And it's the places that you can't be injured when you're 7'3". It's your foot and it's your back. If it's your hand, okay. If it's your shoulder, okay. It cannot be feet and back. Remember Greg Oden? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that? All big men. We have to talk. Really, we have to talk about it because it's getting worrisome. And he's having a bad year.
Which is okay, sophomore slump, whatever. I thought that he probably would.
Yeah, he can't replicate. I mean, it was so new. The adrenaline was gone. It was so new. You know, but I understand.
He's developing
now,
which is fine.
I understand this now. That Kristaps Porzingis can only play between 28 and 32 minutes a game. Hornacek's got him out there between probably 35 and 39. What's he averaging, Lynn?
I'm looking.
Because I'm starting to get really nervous. Just the way I see him moving. It's like, well, he's sore. He looks sore. But that sprained ankle, the fact that you have to go right away to an x-ray to find out if there's ligament damage, worrisome. That tells me he's had problems with that foot before. So, to me, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, but this looks like something I've seen before, and I really hope I'm fucking wrong. I don't want to be right about this, but I've seen this. I've watched this television show before with a lot of big men, and I hope I'm wrong because I really like him. He's a personable, interesting, smart, really skilled basketball player that's trying to. You could see him working on his game every game. Even when he's having bad games. And one thing you got to stop doing, guy, stop fouling out.
That's a really
you
big gotta
problem. You got to stop fouling out, guy. I mean, I feel like you fouled out 10 times this year. I mean, it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Like, I know he wants to try to be a bit more of an enforcer, but you got to do it smartly.
Yeah, just because you put on that muscle, man, doesn't mean you got to be throwing it around. You know, you don't got to be going Bananarama on people. So I just hope that I really hope I'm wrong about Kristaps Porzingis. One person I'm not wrong about, though, is Jim Fuck Me Dolan.
He's averaging 32 minutes
a 32 game. Minutes a game? Okay. That's where he should be. That's where he should be. But they seem like a long 32 minutes.
Well, it just seems like long games. Yeah. That's the thing.
Well, last night was good. I mean, they won. Melo with the buzzer beater, 37 points. I think, was he 15 for 25 shooting?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. 37, 6, and 3. Yeah, I hate that guy. I hate him. And think about it. If Porzingis was there, we would have won by 15 or 16. That's what I'm saying. You won't win. Take Carmelo Anthony off of this team right now. You'll win 9 games. Rest of the year. Maybe, no, you win 3. Win 3 games rest of the year.
37, 6, and 2 yesterday.
37, 6, and 2. Okay? Okay? So, I know. We all hate Carmelo Anthony. And we all want him gone.
I don't hate Carmelo Anthony. I just think he would succeed in a different team.
Well, you got to pick. Because I go back and forth. I want him to win a ring. But if he doesn't want to win a ring, I want him here.
I agree. Okay.
I want him here. If he doesn't want to go, if he doesn't...
And I've told you that. If they trade him, it better be to a team that's going to win a ring.
Yeah, if you trade him to a team like Charlotte or...
That's unnecessary.
That's disgusting. Yeah. That would disturb me. I would be disturbed.
And I don't think he would do that.
No, he would have to waive the clause. It's going to be the Clippers, the Rockets. You don't want... But trade him to the West. You're going to trade him. Trade him to the West.
You don't want to see him here?
No. No.
Jim Dolan.
Jim Dolan. Comes out that Jimmy D donates $300,000 to Don Trump. Okay? And Adam Silver then releases a statement about how out of touch James Dolan is. That he's putting not only the Knicks in jeopardy, but the league and America by having someone so reckless. These are Adam Silver's words. Someone so reckless, someone so reckless be our president. Okay. Jim Dolan's got to go. I said this, I've been saying this for a couple years now. And I think it's time for Adam Silver to step in. Who wants to play for somebody that supports that person? You're 90% of the league is African American?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is going to support that decision? Who? It's sad to know that this guy runs my organization and the way he's running it.
The fact that he has all this money to do all this is kind of upsetting as well.
I think somebody should step in. I really do. And the fact that he didn't work a day in his fucking life. His father, Big Jim, who was a great man and a great owner and a champion of the people. And, you know, he did found Time Warner Cable, which we'll have to forgive him for. But Big Jim was God. Okay? He made the garden what it was. Don't be fooled by Jim Dolan. Don't be fooled
Why?
By
because
Jim.
Why? Because he spends some money to
Oh, you built Chase Bridge. Big fucking deal. What are you kidding me? How about you sign a player?
Did you see how bad it was before?
Come on. Get out of here. Oh, you put a $1 billion into the arena. That's a drop in a bucket, Jim. Okay? You want to know how bad your company is? My landlord gets Verizon put into his apartment upstairs. The Time Warner technician who comes back to take the boxes and take everything out says, I don't even have Time Warner. It sucks. I have Verizon.
Really?
That's what he said. Yeah. That's what he said. So, there. That's how bad you are. You can't even, your technicians don't even want fucking Time Warner cable, you scum.
It goes out all the time.
I hated Time Warner cable.
Yeah.
The worst. Even a remote. Look like a cheap piece of crap. Now, thank you. Speaking of pieces of crap, we're going to go to our insane fact of the day.
I didn't know this was happening.
Neither did I. Just made it up. Fact of the day. Manchester City put in a catwalk for their team when they get off the bus with glowing lights and paparazzi around it. Manchester City did that. Now, let me tell you something, Manchester City, who just 15 years ago were playing in third division football. Let me tell you something. There will never, ever be a catwalk at Manchester United. You know what there will be? There will be trophies. There will be winning, and it will start today with the EFL Cup final. It will start today. We play Southampton right now.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I'm looking at the phone. Everyone's like, what the fuck is
this?
That's fucking ridiculous.
I hate Manchester City. Not as much as I hate Arsenal, even though I should hate Manchester City because they're my team's rival, town rival. But I hate Manchester City because people that just want to choose, they don't want to be Manchester United fans because they think ill of Manchester United. They choose Manchester City because they're idiots. And they have no idea what soccer is, football, what football is. They have no idea.
Everyone's like, we need to focus on wins, not marketing.
See, this is Pep Guardiola time.
No, I think it's just an idea with they're trying to sell money. They're trying to sell Etihad. It's I don't know.
They're trying to sell Etihad?
Yeah.
They don't need to. Etihad's worth billions and billions and billions of dollars. And they built that stadium. It's worth billions and billions of billions of dollars. And their team is in the top 10 or 15 of net worth for teams. They don't need to sell anything. They did it with Pellegrini, who got a raw deal, as far as I'm concerned. You know, bring Pep Guardiola over. How's that working out? Is that working out good? All right, you're in second. We're a point off. I'm not worried about it. Chelsea got past Swansea City yesterday. Everton beat, I believe it was Stoke. Today was Stoke versus...
Yeah, today was Stoke. Versus Spurs.
Spurs destroyed Stoke 4-0, I believe.
Yeah.
What was yesterday's games, Linda?
There wasn't any because they're all...
Yes, there were.
No, they were all postponed.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
Linda, there were games yesterday, Linda. I watched Chelsea play Swansea City yesterday.
That was the only one.
No, it wasn't, Linda. No, it wasn't. Please tell me what the games were yesterday, Linda.
I'm looking. I'm not seeing any.
I can't. There were games yesterday, folks. There were many games. There were like four games.
He's like
Crystal Palace played Sunderland, I think. I don't know. I can't remember. I drank a lot and I smoked too much weed.
You were at the track as well.
I was at the track yesterday. I don't know what the fuck was going on. So Manchester United plays today. We're playing right now. Don't you dare, because you will have a problem. You have a real problem. The Oscars are tonight, and we were going to reveal our picks. Well, we still can. I'm going to read a funny Yelp review while Linda looks for the picks. I think this is something we need to do from now on.
What am I looking for?
The Oscar.
Oscars? Oh.
The Oscars. So I don't know how many of you are from Queens or have been on Queens Boulevard or enjoy Queens Boulevard. So I wanna go back to the old days of Queens Boulevard. All right? Do you remember Georgia Diner?
It's still there.
Oh, it's still there. Here's a review.
The peach looks like a pussy.
That's not the review. Though, you know what? I think I'm going to create a Yelp account just to write that review. The peach looks like a pussy. Overpriced burger. So 15 days ago, Rain K left a one-star review. I came here with my family of nine. Good for you. A lot of fucking.
That's a lot of
people. That's a lot of fucking. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You didn't specify who. I came here with my family of nine to enjoy a good meal after a party. Well, that's first mistake. But unfortunately,
why didn't you get at the party?
But unfortunately, the food was bad, and the BLTs were really cold. Well, Rain, I hate to break it to you. But the only thing that's supposed to be warm on a BLT is the bacon. The chicken fingers were also cold.
Now that's supposed to be warm.
That's got to be warm. My family and I were very disappointed with the food quality and lack of service. That one wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. But when you're starving, here's another one from Izzy B. This is funny. I read this one. I read these when I'm stoned. When you're starving and any food is usually great, mine was not. After looking over the menu, I decided to order a bacon cheeseburger, and my partner ordered a grilled cheese with fries and cheese. Yeah. My bacon cheeseburger was so greasy, the bun was soaked. The only thing that was good about it was the bacon. The quality of the meat was poor, coleslaw was way too sweet, and the fries were completely unseasoned. These are the main things people go to diners for, and we left completely disappointed. I found the decoration to be fun, but the waiters were dressed up and standing in front of a podium like a 5-star restaurant. The menu was somewhat confusing, and the pricing definitely was higher than it should have been for this quality of food. I will never return to this establishment again. I was asked if I wanted to pack the rest of my food to go. The reason for so much left on the plate was that it was awful.
Now, what isn't awful? Il Pastor.
Oh, yes. We had a lovely meal last night. My father, myself, Linda, Jake, who I make films with, and his lady, Etika. Lovely time. Lovely. Il Pastor down on Bushwick Avenue, right next to the gas station. I know it sounds weird to say something is delicious that's right next to a gas station, but it was delicious. I had a gnocchi.
I had the lasagna.
My father had the steak. Jake had sliced tuna. And Etika had lobster ravioli.
Everything was delicious.
And we also had meatball appetizer. I had creme brulee for a dessert. We drank 3 bottles of wine. I mean, it was really like a king's feast. I have no money.
We're going to eat ramen tonight.
We're going to eat ramen tonight.
But damn, we ate good yesterday.
Damn, we ate good yesterday. Delicious. Delicious. Thank you to Il Pastor. Food was delicious. Food was very good. I might write them a good review after I write that Georgia Diner's peach looks like a pussy. I'm just going to. So give me the Oscars real quick.
Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Arrival.
Yeah.
Fences.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah.
Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
Hidden Figures.
Oh.
La La Land.
E.
Lions.
Ha.
Manchester by the Sea.
Ooh.
Moonlight.
Should be Manchester by the Sea. It's going to be La La Land. Go ahead.
It's very disappointing. Okay, actor in a leading role, Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea.
That's your winner.
Andrew Garfield in Hacksaw Ridge.
No.
Ryan Gosling in La La Land.
Possible.
Viggo Mortensen
yeah.
for Captain Fantastic.
Good for him.
And Denzel Washington in Fences.
I hear Denzel's making a late push. I still think it's going to be Casey Affleck, though.
I hope so. That was an amazing movie.
We haven't seen Fences, though. We can't.
Yeah, true. Okay. We got like a minute
left. You got a minute. Go.
Actress in leading role, Isabel Huppert for Elle. Ruth Negga, Loving, Natalie Portman, Jackie, Emma Stone, La La Land, Meryl Streep, Florence Foster Jenkins.
It's going to be Natalie Portman.
Okay, we got to go.
No, we don't have to go.
Oh, not yet? Okay.
We got 30 seconds.
Okay. Actresses in the supporting role, Viola Davis, Naomi Harrison, Nicole Kidman, Octavia Spencer, and Michelle Williams.
Going to be between Octavia Spencer and Viola Davis. I think Octavia Spencer will take it, though. What do you got for Best Director, Linda?
Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight.
It's going to be La La Land. It's going to be La La Land. But I just want to say, this was a very weak year for movies. So we're going to go based off that. It was a weak year for movies, and we all have to figure out what's going to be next year. Hopefully our film, The Track, will be nominated for an Oscar. Georgia Diner Peach looks like a pussy. Have a good one.